අවකාශයේ පාසල
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I am Vasanthi Rupasingha, English teacher from Deniyaya Central College. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Dear children, I came with an interesting English lesson. I hope you all enjoy the lesson. Okay, children. First of all, tell me, do you like to eat ice creams, pizzas, burgers, pastries? I know all of you like to eat those. But you know, children, those foods are unhealthy for your body. You must eat healthy foods. And you must keep your healthiness. Children, did you hear a few words which begin with the same base word? Yes, that base word is health. Health. From that word, we made three words. Of course, they are healthy, unhealthy, healthiness. Healthy, unhealthy, and healthiness. Dear children, now you know about today's lesson. From today's lesson, we are going to build up your vocabulary using words appropriately. At the end of this lesson, you will be able to expand your vocabulary, both productive and receptive, to use English language appropriately and accurately. So, children, can you guess the today's lesson? Yes, children. Today, the lesson is based on affixes. Affixes. What is an affix? Can you define it, my dear children? Yes, an affix is a letter or a group of letters that are added to the beginning or the end of words to make new words. An affix is a letter or a group of letters that are added to the beginning or the end of words to make new words. In this word, you can hear that fix is used. Fix. It means that you are joining something. Here, we fix some letters to the base word or the root word. Affixes are two types. We call them as prefixes and suffixes. Prefixes and suffixes. It means affixes can be divided into two parts. They are prefixes and suffixes. Okay, children. First, let's focus on prefixes. What is a prefix? A prefix is a letter or group of letters that are added to the beginning of the base word and often change the meaning, but the word class remains unchanged. A prefix is a letter or group of letters that are added to the beginning of the base word and often change the meaning, but the word class remains unchanged. Pre means before. Here, we add a letter or group of letters to the beginning of the base word. And also, do not change the word class, but change the meaning of the word. Do not change the word class, change the meaning of the word. I hope it's clear to you, children. Let's see some prefixes. They are in, dis, un, re, pre, ill, ir, miss, im. In, dis, un, re, pre, ill, ir, miss, im. Let's see some examples and meanings of these prefixes. Let's discuss about one by one. First one is in. The meaning is opposite or not. For example, correct, incorrect, valid, invalid. Next, this. The meaning is opposite or not. For example, appear, disappear, like, dislike. Next prefix is un. The meaning is not. For example, able, unable, clear, unclear. Next, re. The meaning is again. For example, play, replay, do, redo. Next prefix is pre. Pre means before. For example, view, preview, heat, preheat. Next one, ill. The meaning is badly. For example, legal, illegal, regular, irregular. Next one, im. The meaning is not. For example, proper, improper, possible, impossible. Last prefix is miss. The meaning is wrong. For example, treat, mistreat, understand, misunderstand. Okay, children. I hope now you all have a good idea about prefixes. To have a change in the lesson, let's do the first part of activity 1 in your activity sheet. In this activity, you have asked to fill in the table using the words given below. Here, you have given 5 words and you have to separate the prefix and the base word. Let's read the given word. Dishonest, illegal, misunderstand, reappear, uncertain. Okay, children. The first word is dishonest. Now you know about prefixes and you can easily identify them. What is the prefix added to this base word here? Yes, the prefix is dis and the base word is honest. Second one, illegal. What is the prefix here? Ill. Then what is the base word? Legal. Third one, the word is misunderstand. What is the prefix here? miss. Then the base word is understand. Fourth word, reappear. What is the base word here? Appear. Then what is the prefix? Re. What is the last word, children? Uncertain. What is the base word? Certain. And un is the prefix. Okay, children, I am very happy that now you can identify prefixes easily. Let's move on to suffixes. What is a suffix? Can you define it? A suffix is a letter or a group of letters that are added to the end of the base word or the root word and often change the word class. Sometimes the meaning of the word also changes. A suffix is a letter or a group of letters that are added to the end of the base word or the root word and often change the word class. Sometimes the meaning of the word also changes. Not like prefixes, in suffixes we add a letter or group of letters to the end of the base word, end of the base word, and also change the word class, but sometimes change the meaning of the word. Like verb into adjectives, nouns into adjectives, adjectives into nouns, adjectives into adverbs, like that it changes the word class. Let's see some suffixes. They are full, less, ness, li, est, fully. Let's move on to some examples and meanings of those suffixes. Let's discuss one by one. First one is full. The meaning is full of. For example, beauty, beautiful. Help, helpful. Second one, less. The meaning is without. For example, fear, fearless. Pain, painless. Next one, ness. The meaning is a state of condition. For example, neat, neatness. Bright, brightness. Next one is li. The meaning is manner. For example, slow, slowly. Happy, happily. Fifth one is er. The meaning is more or one who does. For example, tall, taller. Right, writer. Next one is est. The meaning is superlative form. For example, small, smallest. Long, longest. Next one is fully. The meaning is to the greatest degree. For example, beautiful, beautifully. Hope, hopefully. Okay, children, to have a better idea, shall we do the rest of the activity one in your activity sheet? Same as the prefix, now you have to find the suffix which is added to the base word. I think you can easily identify the suffixes in these five words, because you know that suffixes come at the end of the base word. First one, government. So what is the suffix here? Very good, ment. Then what is the base word? Govern. Second one, courageous. What is the base word? Courage. Then suffix os, O-U-S, is the suffix. Third one, kindly. What is the base word here? Kind. Suffix is li. Fourth one, drinkable. What is the base word? Drink. Suffix here, able. Last word, brightness. So what is the base word? Bright. Suffix is ness. Okay children, now you know what is a prefix and what is a suffix. Let's do the activity 2 in your activity sheet. I think you are ready with your answers. In your activity 2, you have asked to draw a line under the prefix and draw a circle around the suffix. Here you have given 10 words. Look at the first one. Impossible. Impossible. Here, im is a prefix, so you have to draw a line under that. Next, dependable. Able, we can identify it as a suffix, so what did you do? You have to draw a circle. Next word, preview. Here, pre is the prefix, so you have to draw a line. Irrational. Here, ir is the prefix, so you have to draw a line. Next, the word is management. What did you draw for this word, children? Yes, you draw a circle around the suffix. What is the suffix? Ment. Misinterpret. What is the prefix here? Very good, children. Miss is the prefix. Look at the other three words. Fearless, readiness, graceful. Addingless, ness, full to the base word. It becomes a suffix. So, you can draw a circle around them. Last word, disobedient. Dis, it becomes a prefix. So, you can draw a line under that. I hope you have done well. Let's move on to our next activity. Activity 3 in your activity sheet. Are you ready with the answers? Let's discuss the activity. In the activity 3, you have asked to use the correct word class and complete the sentences. Now, you have to find the correct word class for the word given within bracket. You know, children, in suffixes, it changes the word class, like verb into adjectives, nouns into adjectives, adjectives into nouns, like that. You can change the word class. So, using that knowledge, let's check your answers. Look at the first sentence. The director wanted his actors to have a good blank. So, within bracket, it's perform. Perform is the verb. And what is the correct answer, children? Yes, very good. Performance. So the answer should be, the director wanted his actors to have a good performance. Second one, our teachers wanted to do a revision before we face the examination. Third one, the man is doing something illegal. Very good. Should we call the police? Fourth one, the weather is not suitable for such a trip. Fifth one, during the last few years, many world countries were suffering from a financial crisis. Very good. Finance, financial. Sixth one, it was so thoughtful of my neighbors to have an after-night party. So what happened here? Thought, thoughtful. Next one. The announcement of closing the school early surprised everyone. Here announce, announcement. Next one. True, blank means loving one's community and one's environment. What is the answer, children? Yes, citizenship. Ninth one. Because of a misunderstand, Sahan doesn't talk to me now. What happened here? Understand, misunderstand. Look at the last sentence. I think I. What is the answer, children? Yes, disagree. With your opinion, I don't find it convincing. So the sentence should be corrected as I think I disagree with your opinion. I don't find it convincing. Well done, children. I am happy about you. I suppose you all have a very good idea about affixes. So today you learnt about prefixes. A prefix is a letter or group of letters that are added to the beginning of the base word. And the suffix, what we do there? In suffixes, we add a letter or group of letters to the end of the base word. Okay, children, today you learn many prefixes and suffixes. Hope you all enjoy the lesson. Read more and add new words to your vocabulary. Dear students, now we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Vasanti Rupa Singha, English teacher from Deniyaya Central College. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Gurugedara Sambandhava Obata Matuvana Gatalu Saha ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7881488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.